Chapter 1. London, 1821. Rhys Tremaine had been summoned by the Duchess of Hardcastle. Even more shocking than a lady of such elevated stature demanding he attend a fashionable ball was the fact that he had responded to the vague but vastly intriguing invitation. The letter, which had been delivered to him, had gone through clandestine channels, only those with links to the dark and secretive underworld of London possessed. It had been presented to him upon a silver salver as he had gambled at the Asylum, one of the most profligate and powerful gaming hells known to London society, owned and operated by his closest and most trusted friend, Reardon O'Malley. "Dear Mr. Tremaine, I have a business proposal for you. You are to meet me in several hours' time in the gardens at Lady Tunstall's ball at midnight. Enclosed is an invitation to the ball. Georgiana, Duchess of Hardcastle." The note was succinct, written in a bold yet elegant scrawl, and had been infused with the power and privilege of the Duchess's position. What could she want? He assumed she required his ability as the broker. There could be no other reason for her imperious demand. For years, Rhys had studied the men and women of England, high and low-born, and their secrets had been collected with great diligence, catalogued and ranked regarding their bargaining power, and made ready for use when it suited Rhys or another client with whom he traded. Perhaps she needed to topple someone and required the right secret and scandal to see it done. One thing he had learned about polite society was that they were really not polite. They were quite an uncompromising bunch, protected by their positions and rank of privilege. Despite all his ruthless wrangling and manipulations as he traded in the black market of information and secrets, he had never worked with someone of such estimable connections. Even the work he did for the Crown in the past had been through an anonymous connection. The Duchess was a woman he could use. His heart kicked at the challenge and the danger of having such an influential force be beholden to him. He tipped his head back in his chair and held the invitation up and simply stared at it. "What are your secrets? Who are you?" It was clear to him the lady did not anticipate his refusal. She expected to be obeyed. Rhys's interest stirred, and primal satisfaction slithered through him. He had found the door to the world he had been relentlessly working to pry open, with astonishingly little effort on his part. Or perhaps not, since the last 20 years had all been about reaching this point. Not many realized how impossible it was to infiltrate high society. He'd cultivated wealth, trading in secrets and strengthening the merchant connections he'd grown into with more dangerous business and alliances. Yet each time he'd collected a favor and came closer to the elite circle of the Ton, something had snatched the opportunity from him, and he had retired back to the shadows, waiting and watching. He had no notion what the Duchess required, but he would not stop until he had her so enmeshed she would have to dole out to him an unmatched favor. The soft closing of the door had him glancing up from the letter. His sister Lydia strolled into the library. She lifted her chin to the letter, and then her fingers leapt to life, speaking for her. "Will you attend the ball?" she signed. He'd, of course, shared the content of the letter with his sisters after he'd scrutinized it at least a dozen times. Though Lydia was growing more adept at reading lips, he lowered the letter to the desk and signed, "Yes, I will answer her summons. This is the opportunity we've been waiting for." Doubt clouded her gaze, and a faraway look appeared in her light grey eyes. "Nothing will make them accept me, accept us." A hard smile tipped his lips. "Let me take care of the details. I urge you not to worry." "Our family is my worry as well, dear brother. When will you let us take some of the burden of reclaiming our place in society?" He stood and strolled over to her. "Never." She rolled her eyes in the most unladylike fashion. "We are playing charades in the parlor. Join us and promise to be on my team, but please do not tell our sisters," she signed with a cheeky grin. Despite the blow she had been given in life,